Love Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's continued hand. My faith is in His Word and His revelation and His overwhelming power showing me that He's there, that He would never leave me nor forsake me, that I'm in the right path with here, that I'm hearing Him, that I'm listening, and I'm in alignment with His will. And that's what my faith and my belief stand on, my Father's Word, what He's speaking in my heart and what He's speaking through my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. So I thank God for allowing me to hear what's proceeding out His mouth. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. You're holy, You're sanctified, You're set apart, Father God. We thank You for being holy. Hallelujah. Father God, touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood on us. Allow us to go deeper inside of You. We want more of Your holiness, Father God. We want to be sanctified. We want to be set apart, Father God. Let us see the understanding of being set apart. Let us see You in all aspects of our life, Father God. Let our heart and our mouth be in alignment with Your will and alignment with Your way, Father God, to say and speak the things that You call us forth, to say and speak, Father God, to go to the places that You called us forth to go, Father God, to do the works and to have Your ways in alignment with You, Father God. We love You. We long for You. We want more of You, Father God. So have Your way in our life. We submit our minds, our thoughts, our ways, our paths, and everything unto You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I'm so thankful for what God is doing. Tonight's title is called The Speaking Heart. Hallelujah. Because one thing God has been really speaking to me about is our hearts being in alignment with His. And Tuesday I spoke about our hearts and about, I was in Ezekiel 36 and breaking it down how God said, now that you was out of the heathens and you're not in the desolate places, you're no longer in the empty places, that He's going to build you up because you came in contact with some things and you put God's name on things that was not a part of God. Hallelujah. And you didn't understand what you was doing. You had idols and you built up different things, and God is telling you that He's going to bring you back to Him and He's going to sanctify you and set you apart and let the things that thought they had power over you, that you are truly submitted to Him. Hallelujah. How people said things with a joy of their heart, but they had spiteful minds. How their minds wasn't Mount Seir, Syria. That's how they mind and heart wasn't with the children of Israel, with the mountain of Israel. And God was saying that He's going to bring you back. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the heart thing. Hallelujah. Because we need to know that this is a heart relationship. David was a man that was chasing after God's heart. He was called, and that's why God chose him, because he was someone that was after His heart. And we are desired to be after God's heart. God say we can ask anything our heart desire, and our heart should desire God's will. It should be in alignment with God's will. You can desire your own will, but if you really truly want to walk out God's will, your heart should be in desire of His will and His way and what He called you to do. Hallelujah. Even if it seems like it's not a lot, but it's purpose. It's what you was called to be. Hallelujah. One thing I'm learning, sometimes you can step out and do some things that's not in purpose. It might make your name be holy and set apart, but what about God's? Hallelujah. Because that's the only name, because you're doing all things unto Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to be in 2 Corinthians today in chapter 3. Hallelujah. And I just want to pull something out of what my Father released to me today to release to His children. And this is Paul speaking about the ministers of the new covenant. And he say, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we or some others epistles of condemnation to you, or letters of condemnation for you? You are the epistle written in our hearts, known and read to all men. He said, you're the epistle, you're the letter. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. for as much as you are magnanimously declared to the epistles of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And when we was in Ezekiel earlier this week, we was in Ezekiel 36 and 26, and God said, a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart of out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, it's saying John 1:14, it say, and the word was made flesh, and the flesh dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. One thing we need to understand, Jesus came in a prepared body. He was the flesh. He came and he was the second Adam in flesh. Hallelujah. The first Adam was a living soul. The second one was a living spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it say that we are written not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Hallelujah. He said he was going to give us a new heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Of the word. Hallelujah. A heart after he is. Hallelujah. The flesh that he called us to be. So now we're no longer going by things by the tables of stone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you look at Psalms 23, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is so good. When you look at Psalms 23, it says, he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He will anoint my head with oil and my cup shall run over. So we don't have the tables of stone. The stone is what he written the law on when he was talking to Moses, and he had to unwrite the law and the commandment. He wrote it on tables of stone, and they were supposed to follow. But now he give us a fleshly table of the heart. Hallelujah. When he said he's going to prepare a table before you, hallelujah, the table he's talking about is the table of the flesh, hallelujah, before me in the presence of your enemies, hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand, when he had the stony tables and the thing that was written in the letter, a lot of the enemies still defeated the children of Israel because they couldn't be obedient to what was written, hallelujah. But when you have a flesh of heart, when God's heart is in the midst of you, hallelujah, he can take you and guide and direct you, hallelujah, because now you not have a heart of your flesh, hallelujah, because when we were back in the law, you have your own choice to choose if you're going to follow Christ or if not. Hallelujah. If you want to live out God's will or your own will, you have a choice. You have free will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A stony heart was a heart that just looked at the law and did exactly what the law did when it wanted to. Hallelujah. A stony heart of your flesh. Hallelujah. You had the choice. You had the thing. But when you walk in God's will and you have a heart of his flesh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, of the word, hallelujah, and you choose to do this, he guide and direct you. You don't have to put forth the effort like you did with the law, where you have to follow certain things this way, that way. When you have a heart that's after God and his spirit is living inside of you, his spirit is what gives you the strength and the understanding to go and do what God calls you to do, hallelujah. So he say, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I will anoint your head with oil. When David got anointed with the oil, hallelujah, David got anointed and appointed to be the king, hallelujah. And when he anoints our head with the oil, he anoints us for the things that we call forth to do, hallelujah. When Jesus gave the parable about the virgins, hallelujah, he gave about the virgins, and he gave about the parable about the oils. When he said the 10 virgins, 5 of them had oil and 5 of them didn't have oil. And when the 5 that didn't have oil, they went to go buy some. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand is that we were brought with the price. And when we were brought with the price, hallelujah, when you're brought with the price, the oil that you have is the things that God calls you to go through to deserve to get the oil for your cup to overflow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the 10 virgins, they didn't have the oil. They wanted to get some of the oil of the other 5 virgins. But see, the 5 virgins had the oil that was assigned to their life, the assignment that they have. And when they had talked to them, many of them say, the virgins, they say, afterwards came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say to you, I know you not. And in Matthew 7:23-22, it say, many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess to them, I never knew. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. We say, commit your works unto him and your thoughts shall be established. Hallelujah. When we commit our works unto Christ, our thoughts shall be established. Hallelujah. And Christ said, many shall come and say, I was prophesying and doing this in your name. But he say, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity, because you were working in sin. You were still trying to do things that you thought God wanted you to do, because you're trying to follow the law. You're trying to stay in a place because you're not working under the oil that God has you. You're not working with the oil that the cup is running over. Hallelujah. Because you're still in the tables of the stone. Hallelujah. You still have a fleshly table of the stone, but you don't have the tables of the heart, the flesh of the heart that God have called us to have right now. Hallelujah. Because he's preparing the table. So some people long to walk after other people's calling. See, one thing I want us to understand, when he's speaking to your heart, he's speaking to you what he called you to do, the way he called you to do it. Hallelujah. I hear people say all the time, you don't know the oil. You can't have my oil. You don't know the cost of the oil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The cost of the oil was Christ Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going through the process of the oil that we have to go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the ones that had the five virgins that had the right amount of oil, that was the purpose that they had. They couldn't give nobody none of their oil, because that was the oil that was from their life, their experience, and a different thing. When you go through the journey of life, see, some people try to go through the journey of life so quick. Some people try to get the process of what God is doing in their life so quick. The main thing that gets you to walk into the purpose of God is to have patience. See, some people try to grasp things so quick that they don't go through the process of learning and growing and what God called them to learn and grow in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like, some people is able to do things quick. Some people are able to read and study people's stuff and just grab things. But see, you need to understand, what if that was not nothing that was taught under the oil? What if that was nothing that wasn't taught by the grace of God, by the voice of God, by the spoken word of God? Hallelujah. That can just be some good ideas to teach you how to do something, to fulfill something, to look like you got abundance. But if you're not following, if you're not going through the process that you need to go to get to the things that God called you to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm thankful that God is allowing me to go through the process that I need to go to develop what I need to develop, to teach people about what I've been through, tell about my testimony, but also teach people that I went through the process of trusting God. I don't know all the details of what you have to go through, but I know that I received the oil and that he prepared the table for me in the presence of my enemy, and my enemy is the devil, who I used to be, what I used to do, the stony heart that I used to have, the rules that I used to follow, the lies that I used to think was head of my life. Hallelujah. The things that I used to think, the truth, the lies that I thought was truth, but now I walk in the truth that's really truth. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people walk in lies and they think it's truth, but I really walk in the truth that is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that. And he say, and such trust have we through Christ Jesus towards God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. We are not sufficient. When Paul came to Christ and said, take this thorn away from me, he said, my grace is sufficient, hallelujah, for you, because my strength will be made strong in your weakness, hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. He said it's not sufficient of itself. God bless us with his grace, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's such a blessing, because it says when the word was made flesh, the only begotten son of his glory, the only begotten son full of grace and truth. See, Jesus came with grace and truth, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we're under the grace and the truth of what God is doing, we can really fulfill his will. The speaking heart. See, your heart will learn how to desire God's will. What are you truly desiring? What do your heart really desire? See, God is trying to align you and teach you the purpose of going through the process of who God called you to be, and the purpose, the way he destined for you to be, because he wants you to know the people, the heathens that you are connected to, the idols that you are connected to. When you don't go through the process of what God wants you to go through, you will not really see the true picture of the things that you are connected to that's not of God. The things that you are saying is under the name of Jesus, and it's really not part of God's. It's not God's sons or daughters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you think because they have the form of godliness, but they're denying the power therein. Because if you try to get to the purpose of God and you try to get to things quick, you deny the power of God. You don't believe the power of God can get you the things that he said he was going to get you. You don't believe the power of God can manifest. See, we don't have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. He came to kill your power, steal your love, and destroy your sound mind, so you will not be able to do the things that God called you forth to do. But see, when you believe God and walk in all that he is saying and calling you to do, you will see the truth through the process. You will see that, as in Ezekiel 36, as God said he was going to do all that, that he is for you, hallelujah, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's correcting you, letting you know that you, I'm not doing it for your sake. I'm doing it for my holy name's sake. See, the reason God is cleansing you and showing you how to become, allowing things to work out for his good, because you're his child. He's chosen you. So he's doing it for his name's sake. He's showing the power and authority, but you have to go through the process. Hallelujah. And Romans 5, it say that tribulation produces patience, and patience experience, and experience help. When you have patience, you have experience that you go through, and that is showing you how God has been in your life. It's showing you how you're going from glory to glory and manifesting all the things that God called you to manifest. And say, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit? For the letters kill, but the spirit gives life. See, the letters kill. When you're walking and you're focused in the letter, the law, you stay in death. See, when we came to Christ, we were baptized, because when he's talking to Nicodemus in John 3 and 5, it say, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, see, Jesus say that a man can't enter the kingdom of God unless he is baptized of water and the spirit. Hallelujah. He's been born of water and the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The water, the Holy Ghost, and the spirit of truth, he can't enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh. Hallelujah. See, when you were in the flesh, even one thing we need to understand, God is trying to give us new minds of flesh. That's why he say transform the mind. He say a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. The word in flesh. If you were born of flesh, if you were born of the flesh of who you used to be, hallelujah, you're not born of the spirit. The spirit is what quickens. In John 6, it says the spirit is what quickens, and it gives it life. Hallelujah. The spirit gives life. So us being born by the spirit again, by us being born again by the spirit, now we can be the word in flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because now it's a different flesh. Adam was a flesh that was sin in flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's a totally deeper topic that I'm going to teach on eventually. Hallelujah. I might write about it, or I might teach on it. Hallelujah. But I don't want to stray off too deep. I just wanted to give you a little bit so you can go and search and research yourself and get more understanding. Because one thing we need to understand is that when you have a relationship with God, anytime you listen to someone, you always go back and get a deeper understanding, because something might not make sense to you. You might say, that ain't true, but it's not true because you don't have understanding. Or God want to give you a deeper revelation for you to go, for you to connect them together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the ministration of death, written and engraved in stone, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which the glory was to be done away with. It say the ministration of death, hallelujah, was written and engraved in stones, hallelujah. So Christ came to bleed, die, and be rose again. But see, the only thing that the stone could do, the laws and the command, the laws that he was written, was death. Because the law was to show us our transgressions, hallelujah, to show us the things where we fell short of. It was engraved in stones, hallelujah, and it had glory in it. It had glory, hallelujah. Glory, when we do things, when God's showing his glory, he's raising something from the dead. When God is being glorified, he is being worshipped and honored, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if the stone was glorious, hallelujah, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, which was glory to be done away with, how shall not the ministration of the spirit be rather glorious? For the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness see that glory. So if the ministration of condemnation be glory, if that is death, hallelujah, because glory is bringing something from death, hallelujah. But see, that ministration, it just showed that it was dead, hallelujah. That's why when the devil condemn you, hallelujah, the devil try to condemn you because he wants you to stay in that dead place. He wants you to stay in that dead place. But one thing we need to understand, when we're under Christ, we're no longer in a dead place. We are resurrected from that dead. Now we are life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For even said that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that is still. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of which he abolished. Hallelujah. It's like Moses had a veil over his face. One thing we need to understand, when the veil was over the holies of holies, so if the veil was over the holies of holies, that was the place that only the priests could go to. They go to this, offer the sacrifice. One thing we need to understand is that Christ was our ultimate sacrifice. So if Christ was our ultimate sacrifice, he went and bled for us. Hallelujah. He only sacrificed himself one time. He didn't have to keep doing it. See, when they went into the holies, they had to sacrifice for themselves, for their own sins, and then for the sins of the others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it says that he had a veil on because he was covering up. The children of Israel couldn't look at him, because when they went to the holies of holies, they couldn't look at it and see the sacrifice. Hallelujah. See, Moses was a part of the sacrifice when he had the veil on. Hallelujah. He was the mouthpiece of God. Hallelujah. He was telling them what to do, and he had the stone, but he had the veil on because God used to talk to him face to face and let him know what was going on. So he had an understanding. That's why God was angry when Moses didn't do exactly what he called him to do. It says, and their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. He said, still that same veil is on when the reading of the Old Testament. See, when some people read the Old Testament, they just look so much into the laws, into the things and what Moses did, but they don't allow the Holy Spirit and the revelation, hallelujah, because when you read and look at the Word of God, you have to look at it. It say in 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, hallelujah. So we need to see the truth of where it was in the past, present, and the future, hallelujah, because we have the past, present, and future. God say, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own problem. When you read Word, you look at the past, you see how it relates to the present, hallelujah, and how it's going into the future. When you see the word, you see the prophecies, and you see the different things, you see how God is speaking to our future, because anytime he speaks to us, he's speaking to our future, hallelujah, or he gives us an understanding of what we're in right now, give us the answer to a right now thing, the present, hallelujah. But the past, he show us how he's been there, hallelujah, how he's been there, how we gain the understanding right here in the present, and how the future is going to be developed out of it, hallelujah, to see how I brought you from that dead thing to life, and now I'm going to teach you to live, hallelujah. I'm going to teach you how to breathe life daily, hallelujah. Thank you, because we were so used to breathing death daily. See, we have to go from breathing death to breathing life, hallelujah, and that is the struggle that a lot of people deal with, because so many people are so used to dealing with breathing death, hallelujah. People don't know how to breathe life, hallelujah, but he's trying to teach us how to breathe life, hallelujah. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. So some people, when they read Moses and they read the thing, if you are still focused on the latter, on the law of the thing, the veil is still over your heart, because you're not truly trusting that God can guide and direct you and teach you and show you the different things. Hallelujah. That's why God, if you pay attention, just think about it. God trained up different leaders. I hear so many people just say, if you don't have a leader, you don't have this, God cannot do something. One thing we need to understand, when David was anointed and he got put into his position by Samuel anointed him, because God told him, when are you going to stop mourning over Saul? So David got anointed. David was under Saul until Saul tried to kill him, and then David went and did and prepared, because he had the oil on. He was in his office. David had Naaman that would come prophesy to him, a prophet that would come speak things to him when God said different things to him. But the Holy Spirit trained up David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Paul came into the ministration that he was in, when Paul came in, Paul went and did the work that God called him to do. It say Paul didn't go to no one, but he just went where the Spirit led him. Hallelujah. He had people that he iron sharpened arm with, but Paul came up to be a leader, and he was taught. See, Peter, when Peter was trained right up under Jesus. Hallelujah. They didn't go to the different churches and be in the churches, but Jesus went to the different churches and trained up. Hallelujah. But it was people under that they trained, and they showed them the different ways. You have to know your position of what God is doing to you, hallelujah, how God is doing it, and be confident
when God is taking you another way that's not usual to people. But see, you have to study, show yourself approved, right, working, not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to get to not being ashamed of what God is doing in our life. See, what if David was nervous and was listening to what people were saying, like, no, God wants you to do it this particular way. You have to follow it like this and follow it like this. And David wouldn't have been a king that he was called to be, and then Christ wouldn't have been able to come. Because one thing we need to understand, that David was a king that was raised up by God, and Jesus was the only begotten son that was birthed by God, hallelujah, to do and follow the voice of God and do what God called to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David was someone that had prophets come and speak to him, but Jesus was the one that had, he was the prophet that God spoke through, hallelujah, because of personal relationship that he had, because he was his only begotten son. He knew who he was. He knew his position. And one thing God is trying to teach us is to know who we are and know our position, speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When you turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Hallelujah. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is, you are free. You are free to do what God called you to do. See, Jesus was free. When Jesus was younger and his mother and father came looking for him, they said that Jesus was in there with the doctors, and he was asking questions and speaking, hallelujah, listening and asking questions, hallelujah. Jesus went through the process of listening and asking questions, but when God called him to step out, when he was baptized and the Spirit descended on him, and God said, this is my son, I am well pleased, Jesus went and did the work of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When the Spirit descended, God said, you're my child and I'm well pleased, you go do the work that God called you to do. But this is a process. This is what the oil was. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, I hear so many people say, if a person wasn't anointed with the oil, they not in their right position. Where does it say that Jesus was anointed with the oil? Jesus went through the same process that he had to go through when he had to go in. When he was born, he went through the 8-day process of what Moses was. But Jesus got anointed by nobody with the oil. But Jesus knew his purpose because he had a relationship with God. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of people that think they have to be anointed by a certain church or a certain position to say that they have a calling in God. But Jesus was anointed by no man. The Holy Spirit came on him and said, this is my son who I am well pleased with. And he went and did the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. It nowhere says that Paul was anointed by some oil and got into the position of where he was. Hallelujah. But God prepared the table before him in the presence of his enemy. He anointed him with oil and his cup ran it over because he went through the process. The oil is the process of the life that you're called to go through. The oil is the purpose of the life that God called you to go through. All the details, all the places, all the spaces, all the doings, all the things that he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you need to trust God and believe what he's doing in your life. But we all, with old faith beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, and changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. It changed from the same image from glory to glory. One glory was a dead glory where you just stayed dead. You didn't come to life. And the second glory is where you were dead, but you was brought to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say give all glory to God, because all dead things come to life because of God. Hallelujah. When it say glorify God, it means honor and worship and praise God, hallelujah, for what he is doing in your life, hallelujah. So I pray that you receive, that's what the Spirit was saying to the church. I pray you go deeper in what God is saying in your life, and I pray that you trust him, and you believe, and you go do the works of the Lord that he called you to do, hallelujah. Don't be afraid to do the works of the Lord. Don't be afraid what no one say or what no one say you're supposed to be, but know who God is in your life. Know his voice, know his direction, and go do the works that he called you to do, because at the end of the day, you're going to be held accountable. It say we're going to answer for every word and the works that we do. Hallelujah. So the works that you're going to be held accountable for is the works that you're called to do. I told someone one day, I was talking to somebody, and they was telling me something. They believe something different. And I told them, I say, you held accountable for what you know. I'm held accountable for what God has released
to me. What the revelation God released to me and the understanding, I held accountable for that because he released it to me, and I'm called to release it and put forth action to what he released to me. Hallelujah. See, he haven't released that to you, so he's not going to question you about that, because there's no words that you're called to speak on that, and there's no works that you're called to do on that. But the words and the things that God released to you, it is a word that is called to be spoken on that, to become flesh out of that, and his works to be done, because faith without works is dead, and it's faith to follow the works that he called you to do by what he revealed to you. Hallelujah, because this is a personal relationship between you and your Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray everyone enjoy their weekend. I pray you tune in next week with me with God through the message. You continue to trust God and work on a relationship. Hallelujah. I thank you for being faithful and tuning in to God through the message. And I pray you be faithful and tune into what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in the relationship that he have with you, and trust him in all the things that he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. We make it through him. We live, move, and have our being in God. We do all things through Christ Jesus. And I'm so thankful that he used me, that he chose me, that he's showing me him in me. And he continues to guide and direct me. And I'm so humbled and honored. And I feel blessed to be his child. Hallelujah. So to be your Father. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray harder. Hug love, my love.